Collingwood Today welcomes letters to the editor. They can be submitted through the site, or emailed to erica@collingwoodtoday.ca. The following letter was submitted in response to a previous letter decrying the no parking rules and parking fees at local trailheads. Editor: I strongly support Heather McCleary and Patricia Dunbar regarding access to parks and hiking trails. I was very dismayed to see the no parking or pay for parking signs going up around our town at parks and trailheads. What interested groups, individuals were consulted before these policies went into effect? Cycling groups, hiking groups, artist groups, all are impacted. We need to be aware of the huge negative impact these parking restrictions are having on our community. Firstly, the Blue Mountain School of Landscape Painting runs several weeks of plein air workshops every year, during which art students visit beautiful local spots to paint under the tutelage of professional artists. Secondly, more and more we are learning of the importance of forest bathing, i.e. being in nature, to our overall well-being. Our community should be enabling access to trailheads and parks, not impeding access. Easy access outdoor exercise for our citizens helps to reduce healthcare costs. Thirdly, tourism to our trails is a major source of revenue for our small local businesses, such as the Ravenna store. Economically speaking, parking costs discourage tourism to our area and encourage people to go elsewhere. Most importantly, parking fees change what is a healthy, free, family-oriented activity to one that is inaccessible to many. This includes access to beaches for swimming and paddling, as well as access to trails. There is a differential impact on those who are economically disadvantaged. I understand that parking controls may have seemed necessary during the COVID years, however, that unusual circumstance is no longer applicable. It seems very short-sighted and overreactive to enact policies based on a once-in-a-century problem. Perhaps there are other issues at play here of which I am unaware. If so, let them be resolved in a way that is a win-win for all parties involved when discussion takes place at the next council meeting on February 27. For the economic, cultural, physical, social and mental health of our community, I implore the Town of the Blue Mountains Council to remove parking restrictions, paid or otherwise, at trailheads and parks. Sandy Tullock, The Blue Mountains, on